You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I am the baby of six kids in my family. Maybe that's a little note that you file away for the next time we play Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I am the baby of six, which is why this note that we received from Mark caught my eye. And at first we weren't going to share this. We thought, oh, he's kind of being a hater. But then I thought, no, what if there are people who want us to talk about this? You know, it's one of those things that it's taboo sometimes to mention certain things.
Right.
And yet a huge percentage of people are thinking it. I don't know. Well, I'm curious to see the response. Dom, Emily, Jeremy, I know that my words are not going to be popular and I'll be considered a jerk for speaking out, but we're at the point where no one can say anything about any, quote, group because everyone is protected and we're all supposed to just play nice. Well, I'm personally fed up with people who have a litter of children.
Oh, dang.
This is Mark talking, by the way. It's one thing when couples have one or two or even three kids, but I work with a guy who has six kids, and I end up covering for his work all the freaking time. And it's not just sick kids, which happens a lot. Then there are baseball games he has to leave early to go to, and dance class, and volunteering at one classroom or another. I work with a lot of people who have one or two, and they take off work too, but it's nothing compared to this guy, who it seems has gone at least once a week to do some sort of parent duty. I really don't care how many kids someone has as long as the rest of us don't have to pay the price because you want six or eight of them. And I know that our company is terrified to say anything about it because they're afraid they'll either get sued or have some television station do a feature on how intolerant they are. Will any of your listeners agree with me? I predict yes, but they won't say a peep. Well, I will. Thanks for a fun show. Mark, he signs Mark, and in parentheses, with one child.
Poor overworked Mark. Picking up everyone. That guy's slack.
You know, it's kind of funny when I look across the console and I'm looking at Emily and Jeremy.
Hey, Dom.
Hey there.
Hey, guys. Hey, how you been?
Good.
There's Emily, who is childless.
Yes.
And there's Jeremy, who's got two under the age of five.
Yeah, and I kind of have questions for this guy that has multiple kids as well. Why the heck would you do that to yourself? And that's just...
Do what?
Have so many kids. Like, I do know a couple people that actually have six or more children. And I look at them like, why? Why would you do that? They're so expensive. And the stress and feeding them all.
Yeah, but like, when the zombie apocalypse comes.
That's kind of one of my angles. Yeah, if there were some sort of, you know, apocalypse, you'd have a kind of a built-in little army, I guess. I mean, that's beneficial. But really, in this day and age, why do you need that many kids? It's just a strain on you. You're not out sowing the land anymore.
I know, but at the, you know, to take the other side of that is like, why do you care? I mean, if that's what they want and they enjoy the joy of it.
No, they can do whatever they want.
But why doesn't anybody
But my internal monologue is going, what the hell? Why would you do that to yourself and your loins, ladies?
Oh, yeah?
That's
yeah.
A thing, Emily.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm aware.
A little piddle.
See, I have always said that if I ever do pop out puppies, I want at least four. There's just something very alluring.
Wait a minute.
Having...
So you're telling me that you're either going to have zero children
or four?
Or four.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll change your mind after you have like one or two. You'll change your mind.
Nah.
That's
because
strange.
There's something very alluring and comforting about a nice big family where you take care of each other and you're always there for each other. There's built-in friendships and there's built-in
maybe or there's
people
built-in
to
hate.
Mow the lawn. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, old Jeremy, vasectomy and your new baby and your son.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kid card to play.
Totally.
And my hand is empty.
But you only need one kid to pull the kid card on anything.
Well, yeah. I don't know. You could pick no
you don't need four.
For each kid, you have a different card.
But as Mark is pointing out, he works with people who have one or two, and they do, but they don't have as many opportunities.
See?
Right.
If you have one child... Versus
multiple
six,
sicknesses.
There's six times the number of activities that will draw you away.
You got to leave work to go to gymnastics or baseball practice.
Yes, he has got a full house, and I am jealous that in Vegas that wins.
Yeah, but why would you do that to yourself? You're busy constantly.
Because
then.
That's life. That's what we're here for.
If you would like to respond to Mark's letter, you should call us immediately. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649, the now heating and air mix contest line. Give us a call and sound off. I mean, maybe you're on Mark's side. Maybe you're irate that he would write this about families who have...
Maybe you have five or more kids right now. Call, tell me what the pros are.
Maybe you've got nine children and you want to tell us how beautiful that is. Think about Christmas and around
It's a lot of presents to buy.
Maybe you have nine children and you want to give a few to Jeremy here.
You pass them off.
Or if you've got four to spare, you can give those to Emily.
Right.
I don't know. Here's Brenda. Hey, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you want to say about Mark's letter? I got about 30 seconds with you.
I think it's crap. I have seven kids.
Yeah.
And three of them are, my three oldest ones are adopted, and then I was blessed with two sets of twin boys. And I wouldn't give it up for the world. I mean, if I would have started when I was younger, I probably would have had more. My husband and I love kids. There's nothing wrong with having a large family.
What would you say to Mark's thing about you guys constantly being called away for sick kids, various sporting things, things at school? Is there any validity to what he's saying?
No, not at all. You know, my husband and I didn't start having kids in 10 years into our relationship. And we decided long ago that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. So for that fact that I can go to all these different things and take the kids to all the doctors and whatever, and we haven't sacrificed. I mean.
Okay. Well, look, I've got to take some of my calls. Thank you for being on the show, and thanks for listening.
You bet.
All right. Thanks. Here's Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning.
What's your two cents?
I totally agree with Mark. I think it's not fair that he has to pick up slack. It's not fair to the kids either because the parents cannot take care of all six kids' needs. So you've got the older ones helping take care of the little ones. Why is the kids' responsibility? You sprouted out the kids. Take care of them.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Maybe you wouldn't be able to take care of that many. What if there are other people, though, who have the ability to juggle six kids?
I don't think any parent can juggle six kids without help from older siblings.
That would be really difficult. Yes.
Yeah.
Kids are getting neglected somewhere down the line there.
Well,
exactly.
I don't think that's true. And what's wrong with having older kids help? I mean, that's not my older sister helped raise me.
Why is it the older kid's responsibility to take care of their siblings? The parents choose to have relations. You choose to have a child. Don't put it off on your other child to help you.
It does kind of suck being those older kids because then you kind of miss out on your childhood and your youth because you're
exactly.
like a parent
Are
at
you just
12.
Breeding slave labor?
I don't agree with that.
No.
My older sister loved being a part of raising me. She thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Deep down, she hated it probably.
Yeah, she's a liar.
There's you.
No, because
a little bit of resentment because there was things that she couldn't
do. I don't think so. If we put Deanne on the air right now, she would not utter one word. She loved it. She used to go out on dates with her boyfriend and they would take me and pretend that I was their baby.
Oh, that sounds like a great time.
Come on.
Okay, yeah,
it's a little twisted.
That's not fun.
Well, wait a minute. You're projecting what you think on other people. How can you say, I don't find that
she's
fun?
She's probably right.
So therefore, nobody thinks
she's probably a little bit right.
That's a
and
little.
And then my thing is how are these parents going to afford college for six kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you care?
Student loans, baby.
I don't care, but I think
it's
hurting the children.
All right, well, that's fair enough. I asked for your opinion. I'm glad you called and shared it, and I hope you have a great day.
Call often.
Bye.
She'll never call
She's
me again.
She's a firecracker. I like her.
Here's Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
Hello.
What do you have to say?
Well, I have five kids of my own, and I love every
exhausted.
One of them the same, and I have no problems with sick kids or missing work because my kids are sick or I have to go to activities with them.
Yeah, you're able to do it, right?
Are you a stay-at-home mom?
No, I work a split position. I'm a bus driver, so I can do that.
All right, good for you. Listen, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you calling. Here is Sally, not her real name. Hey, Sally.
Good morning.
What do you want to tell us?
You know, I understand where Mark is coming from. I'm childless by choice, and you know, I don't begrudge people having kids, but yeah, when it's soccer this and sick kids that and early for a baseball game, and you cover a lot for them at work,
right? You don't have the kid card to play.
No, I once in a while take my dog to the vet and feel guilty about that.
You feel guilty, yeah.
But it's your baby. Sally, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
And we will squeeze in one more. It's Jayla. Hi, Jayla.
Hi there.
What's your take on this?
So I am a mom of eight, and honestly, I think it's the most amazing, rewarding experience ever. I work full-time. I'm a full-time student. I actually am the only one that actually runs the household in a sense. My husband works in Denver Tech. So I really have to kind of manage the fort, and I do get to as many activities as possible.
How do you do it all?
Now, you know what? The kids naturally help each other. That is true. But I make sure that there's no one of them, even the oldest one, not having to be required as that being part of her job. And if she is helping out, she does it voluntarily, or I'll ask her, and she has that choice.
What is let me interrupt for a second. Yeah. What's the age split?
Well, the age span, 12 and under. There's seven of them, 12 and under. And then there's a 20-year-old. Now, he's out of the house at the moment. He's in Wisconsin. But the 12-year-old actually here. She's like, Mom,
seven,
can I talk?
Kids between... Yeah.
So you got six to take care of under your roof. Are you worried about future costs? College,
you know what,
cars.
You know what? Both my husband and I, we actually put ourselves through school. We worked hard at it, but we actually put ourselves through school. So,
all right, listen, I got to cut you off. We're out of time, but listen, thank you very much for being on the show. I knew this would hit some hot buttons. You know, my son is an only child. I only had one. And go ahead, throw it that you know of, blah, blah, blah. I only had one, and every once in a while, he'll say to me, he goes, you know, I loved the certain aspects of growing up as an only child. He goes, everything was mine. I didn't have to.
Yeah, selfish. You know.
Yeah, he was kind of selfish. He says, but the one thing that's a drawback, he goes, I look at you and your siblings as adults and the way you get together and have fun. He goes, and I realize, he goes, I'll never have that. It's just me. I'm never going to have siblings like
that. Not too late.
To share all that.
Not too late at all.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.